Good morning, and welcome to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, a weekly five-minute feature here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Hometown Values, Hometown Rewards.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to Hometown Values here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT. 1240 AM, 107.9 FM, and streaming online anytime at WMTRadio.com. Kyle, good morning, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
We got a packed studio.
We do. I have a great announcement. Today, we are starting our mortgage segment on the radio. So every month coming up for the next foreseeable future, unless you kick me out like you did that one time. But
it only happened once.
I swear I've forgiven you. But
thank you. Yeah. You know, I didn't ask for it.
I want to introduce you and the audience to Adria and Brittany, who are mortgage lenders for Shoreline.
Yes. Good morning, ladies. Glad to have you here on the program. Welcome. First time on the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
So we are excited because, as Kyle mentioned, we're going to be taking some time over the next several months talking about some great mortgage things. And Brittany, I guess I'll let you introduce the general topic of what we're going to be going with.
So we are going to cover today just the six basic steps that come along with the mortgage process in purchasing a new home. Adria, you want to take it over?
Well, the first step is to get a pre-approval. That's the most important piece because that tells you exactly how much you can afford to buy that home.
Yeah.
So, and most realtors don't even want you to come and look at a house without that pre-approval. Right. So this is what we need to get the ball rolling in that process. So we need 2 years of employment history. We need to know your income. Where's that money coming from? Is it from Social Security, pension, child support, et cetera. And then we also want to know where is the money coming from for the down payment. It has to be in the bank or investments for 2 months.
Sure.
Can't be money just laying around the house.
Sure.
So that's the big important piece of where that money is.
Can't have it hiding under your mattress.
Nope.
Well, I just save all my cash. I can't just use that.
Nope. Doesn't count.
It doesn't work that way.
Good idea. Okay. Going on. Continuing.
All right. So then after that, you are going to start looking at houses and you're going to get your offer to purchase. We check the offer for a few different things, including the down payment, the earnest money, as well as the purchase price. And then if there's any contingencies, like you want to get an inspection, of course, the appraisal part.
Curiosity, how much should someone have as that earnest money or that down payment? Or does that vary depending from individual to individual? Is there a general rule of thumb?
It really depends. For earnest money, they say if you're purchasing anything under $100,000, you can do like $500. If you're going over that $100,000, $1,000. But if you're really serious and you really want this house, you can put as much as you want down.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, good information to know. Continuing on.
So the next piece is once we get the offer to purchase, we start with the initial disclosure. So that's basically the application that we get started. It entails your credit report, your loan estimate, all your demographics. We then send that to you and you sign those and you give us an intent to proceed. That's what tells Brittany and I that we can move forward with the loan.
Okay.
Once we have that intent to proceed, we can then move forward. Without that, we can't.
Sure.
And then once we get that, we work with our processing department, work with a couple different vendors. We order your appraisal, your title work, do a verification of employment because, of course, people always like to sometimes fudge that information. And then we get ready for our clear to close.
And then once we get that clear to close, we know we can set the closing with the title company. And once we do that, then our processing team can send out the closing disclosures to you 7 days prior to the closing so you can review all of the information that's going to be reviewed with you at the closing.
Okay.
And then the closing is done at the title company, a secured, safe location where it is insured. So that we know we're good to go.
Simple enough. That is basic. And I'm excited to have you guys on over the next several months as we kind of dive more into this. Buying a house is exciting for a lot of people. And so, Adrian, Brittany, thank you for being part of the show. Kyle, hey, you did great today, man. Like,
isn't it great when you don't have to hear me talk to you?
One of the best shows we've ever done.
Love it.
I love it too. So thank you.
And we are, these ladies are a big reason we're three-peat for the best mortgage company in the Lakeshore. So it's great to have them on and involved. And if you've got any questions, you want to reach out to them, you can go to shorelinecu.org.
Awesome, guys. Thank you for your time. We'll talk to you next week here on WOMT.
Thanks for listening to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Tune in again next Friday morning at approximately 11:20 for another episode, or download the podcast anytime at WOMTRadio.com. Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, your local hometown credit union focusing on hometown values. Hometown Rewards. You're listening to a C. Hafer Broadcasting Station.
Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Hometown Values. Hometown Rewards.